This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. After 5 decades of guerrilla war in Colombia, making peace is not only hard, it's expensive. In the big stopgap spending deal that passed last month, Congress authorized $450 million to help the Colombian government craft a durable peace with the FARC rebels. The stakes for the U.S. are high, too. There's a bilateral free trade deal between the two countries. American companies like Coca-Cola and ExxonMobil have significant operations there. And Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos is scheduled to meet with President Trump tomorrow. But there are challenges to the peace process on the ground, as Lauren Madelon reports.
When you drive through the hills of Meta, where the Andes Mountains cascade down into lush green valleys, it's hard to imagine the past bloodshed here. We're approaching a guerrilla camp. Meta was ravaged by a war that pitted Colombia's army and private militia against leftist guerrillas known as the FARC. Now, guerrillas have retreated to 26 camps as part of the peace agreement. Makeshift is the operative word at this camp. Crude housing with plastic sheeting. Few social services like clinics. Adinever Morantes is the FARC commander here.
El acuerdo de paz no avanza.
Colombians aren't seeing the security that peace was supposed to usher in, he says. So far this year, 27 human rights activists and indigenous leaders have been murdered. Morantes says guerrillas are worried they too will be targeted.
Sí tenemos temores.
FARC's retreat has left swaths of Colombia without authority, attracting criminal gangs, narco-traffickers, and hired guns working for landowners. Now, Morantes says the army and police, the people he once fought, are his only protection from those threats.
Hasta ahora nosotros, bueno, estamos aquí en la zona verde.
Morantes has a lot to say about the U.S. and Colombia.
Y ahí no tiene nada que ver Trump.
Trump or former President Obama, it doesn't matter, says Morantes. He says the Americans will help make peace because it's in their economic interest. U.S. government help in building peace is really important, he says. The FARC began as a rebellion against inequality in the 1960s. It then entered the drug trade to finance the conflict, and it sowed terror in rural Colombia, killing civilians and extorting businesses. The FARC is still on the U.S. State Department's list of terrorist organizations. Now, members of the FARC will be able to run for political office in Colombia. But the right wing here bitterly opposes that. Former Colombian President Álvaro Uribe is the right's leading voice.
You will never give impunity to Al-Qaeda nor to ISIS. Why in Colombia we have to accept impunity for FARC?
For rural Colombians in Meta, like 33-year-old Jason Pereira, words like that are an echo of his youth, when the pendulum of power swung between the FARC, the army, and right-wing paramilitaries. The government, the militias, the guerrillas, they're all practically the same thing, he says. Jorge Restrepo studies the economics of conflict at CERAC, a Colombian think tank.
We are not going to get back to war. We are not going to get back to having a narco-trafficking guerrilla group.
Restrepo says pockets of intense insecurity remain, but he points out statistics show an overall reduction in violence. He says U.S. military assistance used by Colombia to contain the FARC only went so far.
We were not being able to produce the security that we are enjoying right now through military means.
In Meta, Jorge Ivan Sanchez grew up fearing whichever group held sway here. Today, he's a lawyer who works for the Colombian High Commissioner for Peace.
Aportando mi granito de arena.
It is a challenge, but I'm contributing my little bit to this process, he says. He's helping to revive one of Latin America's largest economies, blunted by generations of war. In Meta, Colombia, I'm Lorne Madelon for Marketplace.